Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's us. And if you heard the last bit, worry not. Everything's fine. And dead meat's not dead. Or dry roasted. Maybe dry humped. This is Hutton Orbital Live from somewhere strange.
What did I miss?
Oh, don't worry. We didn't start the fireworks yet.
And now, as if nothing has happened at all for the second time, it's the news!
Panic precipitated by prison ship procrastination.
The tale of the little sidewinder who could.
All that glisters is not cold.
Lou reveals more of Hanky than necessary.
And I think Norma has lost the plot.
Hutton Space went on high alert earlier today when a Belmarsh-class prison ship went missing en route from Pukari. The ship, which is said to house the rest of our missing fuckers, plus some of the bubble's most hardened criminal types such as frozen Earth supervillain from Earth's past. Everyone remembers the eugenics wars of 1996, right? AI-enhanced white-collar criminals, unregistered cyborgs and preserved remains of both members of popular beat combo Black Lace, who were sentenced to eternity in prison as punishment for unleashing Agadoo on the galaxy in 1993, missed its rendezvous. Hutton's security was raised from, of course I'm awake, to bloody hell, as citizens were instructed to feel on edge with a free zone of panic bubbling just below the surface. Orange bulbs were changed to red bulbs and fighters were scrambled across the system in an effort to locate the missing megaship amid fears that prisoners had taken control. Happily, the ship did turn up at its meeting point, if a bit later than expected. The captain explained that they had swung by Curie Gateway for a McThargoids to celebrate the birthday of Marie Curie, who was born on this day in 1867 and would have celebrated her 1438th birthday today. Since the box with the orange bulbs has gone missing, Hutton Space alert status has been dropped to lightly dozing, which uses yellow bulbs instead. Citizens are instructed to feel warm and fuzzy with an underlying uneasiness like when you come home from work to discover you've left the telly on all day. Please don't have nightmares. Incidents like this are rare and usually caused by someone falling asleep or going to the loo and forgetting to turn their mic off. This reporter thought, did you maybe put the orange bulbs into the boxes for the red bulbs when you swapped them over?
We have breaking news. The megaship has been located. Strangely enough, it's in the G8313 system, which, as luck would have it, is in the name of the ship. It's parked in orbit around a nondescript metal-rich world with a small moon orbiting nearby. The moon is home to a rather mysterious laboratory, and sources tell us that this facility is currently conducting obscure experiments on the remaining truckers. Whether it's vivisection, dissection, bisection, intersection, or cross-section, it all sounds very painful. It's up to us to rescue the remaining truckers. Alvin has authorised an operation this weekend to spring them from the heart of the Don's torture chamber, break open the megaship, and finally return the missing truckers to Alvin's fluffy bosom. Stay tuned for more information.
Brave Rintwin Cymru, brave for many reasons, not least the constant mangling of his name, set out to join the vast convoy of ships travelling round the Earth in 80 days. Nothing strange in that, you may think. Many pilots have done the same. But old Rinty Boy did something that no one else has done in this competition. He did it in a sidewinder. A sidewinder that he'd named the Dolly Sisters, after a pair of entertainers that gambled away vast sums of money, who allegedly took a very unusual pass, if you get my drift, for obtaining a discount at the old Earth store Selfridges, and for at least their life came to a tragic end. None of these things seem to have afflicted Commander Rintwin Cymru, as his little Sidewinder visited 4,618 systems, spent 100 hours jumping, underwent one fuel rat rescue, and in all this time, the only sounds were the Corvus saying, "I think I can, I think I can." Well done, Commander. We salute you. We choose to go around the verse in this Sidewinder and do the other things, not only because they are easy, but because they are hard. And that's what being a Hutton Trucker is all about.
The peace of the galaxy was riven this week as our dear Flossie's evil twin, the notorious faceless pirate Helen Lister, was seen carving up the innocent in her bejeweled vulture, the aptly named Heroic Paradox. It has been said that Helen Lister is a bloodthirsty cove, never happier when flying over enemies, dropping bombs on their heads, or chopping down unsuspecting villagers with her battle axe, which she calls the Big Pan. There are rumours that Helen turned down membership of the Don's Pirate Brigade, likening them to a load of namby-pamby softies, and prefers to stay with her own gang based in Ullswater, called the Lakey Blinders. Flossie's friends claim that she is niceness personified, and when questioned, they will point to her Nicest Pilot in the Galaxy award from the Pilots Federation. But have you ever seen Flossie and Helen Lister in the same room? We leave you to draw your own conclusions.
For those of you that were paying attention last week, you may have spotted a mass exodus of T9s from Hutton Space, which has led to a nice quiet week in the bubble for the truckers and the hot pit team. The results of this have been twofold. Firstly, we are nice and stable with Lee Trepin and Wise needing to drop a little, and Barnard Star could do with a bit of a boost. The other result means I can reveal the secretive nature of the convoy and the reason neither it nor its cargo were revealed in advance. We were shipping some very special meds to Colonia, and having delivered them to King Hanky, he has successfully achieved an election. It's been a long time since his last one, so it won't be fully active until tomorrow, but unless he can use it properly, Cole stands to lose Dockless Station, so if you can do anything to help Hanky with his election, please head to Tyr and work that election hard. Hopefully I can hand over to Norma before she gets the pan out.
I have got nothing new to report so far.